Hello.
Oh, hi, Cole. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. So I understand that you signed up with us yesterday, and then you were having some second thoughts and wanted to cancel?
Yeah, it was actually, I was expecting a phone call from a different third-party company, and I thought y'all were it. And I just want to cancel if I can, and I'd like to get my money back because I would consider using y'all in the future if some other things don't work out. But we're just going a different route about this, and I paid for the wrong thing, basically.
I see. Okay, so I need to give you some options because if you recall in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, the $398 that you paid is a non-refundable amount, and that's because as soon as we bring a client on board, Cole, we start the programming, content creation, manual submissions. We've already submitted your business to 43 online directories. So here's what I'm thinking. I mean, if you want to cancel, I can absolutely do it. But since you already paid, I could also give you an extra 2 weeks for free on the back end. And my objective in doing that is to give you all the way till December 14th until you're billed again, which gives us plenty of time to get your business on the first page and get your phone ringing with new business. Now,
I just want to cancel it. I can tell you this. Whatever it is that I signed that I had to that said it was non-refundable. You know, that's something that y'all should have told me up front. But it's fine. But I can tell you this. I said that I would consider using y'all in the future. If some of the other things that I was going to try didn't work out, but if y'all refund me the money, then I wouldn't consider using y'all in the future at all.
Sure.
Can I give you a suggestion, please, if I may?
And I really appreciate that you're being so cordial about this, and I'm going to try to do everything I can to make you happy here, but I want to let you know that the technician that spoke with you yesterday put a note in here that you got upset when you found out that there were not Google ads included with this.
I asked if Google ads was included in it because she said something about Google ads and she said no, that I had to pay for it. And see, okay. Google ads was something that we were already in the process of setting up, and I guess I thought that's what I thought this was about, but I didn't get upset about it.
That's like Angie Leads, though. I want to explain something to you, if I may. On Google, there's three separate sections. There's the Google ads that run at the top of the page. There's the local map optimization right below the ads, which is what we specialize in. And at the bottom of the page, there's organic listings, which are powered by directories. Okay. Now, at the top of the page, those ads that run, they're pay-per-click ads. So those ads can be sold to you and to everybody out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it, which means it's going to be just like Angie Leads for you. They're not bad. I mean, I'm not going to say that, you know, they don't have a purpose, but what they're successful with is for big corporations that have tens of thousands of dollars in the marketing budget. And here's why, Cole. Let's say, for example, that the pay-per-click rate is $30 a click, and you give a company like that $300 to run ads. After only 10 people click on you, you're going to rotate off, and somebody else will rotate on. So that's how those ads work. So what we specialize in is putting you on the first page of Google right below the pay-per-click ads, and it's the highest revenue-generating section online, meaning that when a consumer does a search online, 87% will bypass the paid ads at the top and go straight to the local listings, which is where we place you, okay? And, of course, nobody goes to the back pages. So, and that's where that exclusivity comes into play that I was telling you about yesterday, how we have a waiting list of clients all over United States and Canada, because what happens is those positions do not become available very often because it's like beachfront property. Everybody wants to be there and there's only so many available. So if this helps,
here's one way we can settle this real simply.
Yes, of
course. Can you give me my money back for this month, being that I hadn't had this thing for a full 24 hours. Can you give me my money back or not?
I was just going to suggest that if it matters, I can do something special for you along the lines of putting you into friends and family pricing, which is $249 monthly with a $49 setup fee. So if you do that, I can refund you $100 because with the friends and family rate, of course, normally you have to be a friend or a relative of somebody that works here, but I can get that overridden for you. And if you do that, I can refund you $100 right away. And then moving forward, you would be only paying $249 monthly. Now keep in mind one thing here, Cole. That $249 does include $100 worth of Facebook ads. So if you would like, I could remove the Facebook ads and that would lower your subscription to just $149 monthly. Okay, and with that package, you're still on the first page of Google locally, you're still on the first page of Bing, your website that we're building for you stays up and running, and you stay mobily optimized, which means you'll still come up from the iPhones,
yeah,
the Android.
We're going to create our own Facebook page, so you can just take that off. And,
okay. That's what I was thinking. You probably didn't even need the Facebook ads. So let me just make some adjustments here for your invoice, and then I will take the Facebook ads off. And then moving forward, your subscription would only be $149 monthly, and that's assuming that you do continue with us. So keep in mind, you're still
on a
month.
That's what you refunded me, $100.
I will refund you $100 right now, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Matter of fact, if you take the Facebook ads off, I can refund you $200 because we didn't start that campaign for you yet. We only put you on the directories. So I'll refund you $200, which is the difference between the friends and family pricing without the Facebook ads. And then all we have to do, Cole, is to complete the client interview for you. So she put in the notes here, she was about 45% done, so I think it's going to be a really quick call for her to kind of finish the last little segment of it, especially since we're removing the Facebook ads. So let me
how soon are you going to refund the $200?
I'm going to do it right now. You'll get an email, but it might take, 24 to 48 hours to show up in your bank, but I'm going to process it right now, okay? And then let me just see here. Do you have some time at about 10 o'clock? I can have them call you at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock to kind of pick up where you left off yesterday.
Well, what is it that she needs to call me about?
Just to finish the client interview. Remember yesterday she was talking about the keywords and if you had a mission statement and, what types of services that you offer. So she has just a little segment of that to complete.
Yeah, that's fine. She can call me at 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
And now, from here on out, this is only going to cost me $149 a month.
That's exactly right. I made that adjustment for you, and so you're in the friends and family pricing, and I took the Facebook ads off. So moving forward, you're only going to be paying $149 monthly.
Okay, and then if I was to want to cancel this in the future,
yep,
I can just call and cancel it.
Exactly, and I still put that extra 2 weeks on your billing, Cole, so your new billing date will be the 14th of each month, but starting in December. So if you ever wanted to cancel, you can do it at any time. Just call us a couple of days before the 14th, okay, of any month.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm so glad that it worked out. I know that in the long run, you're absolutely going to love this program. And then the only thing you're going to have to remember once you complete the client interview is she already had Google send you a little 5-digit PIN verification code yesterday in the mail. That takes about 5 to 10 days to get there. So once you get that code, just make sure to get it back to us. It's a very important part of the process. And if you happen to get it and you're out in the field that day and you don't have a second to call me, that's okay. You can reply to one of our emails or our text messages. As long as you get that number back to us, we can submit it to Google to verify your business, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you're all good to go. So you'll be getting that email momentarily confirming the refund is being processed, and then she'll call you at about 10 o'clock to pick up where you left off, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a great rest of your week, too, Cole.
You too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.